Wicklow's first ever digital first day will take place today from 3 to 5. All are invited to drop in to Jack's Mill Hub 13 to learn how technology and upskilling in digital will help improve all our lives and help indeed in business. Owner and development of Hub 13 is Hugh O'Toole is on the line. Hi, Hugh.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. So explain what's happening today, this afternoon.
So this afternoon, from 3 to 5 here at Hub 13, we're one of 50 hubs nationwide who are taking part in Digital First Day. We're representing Wicklow for this. And what it is, we have a series of speakers talking about remote working, how broadband's being rolled out through Wicklow, the various grants and help that are available through the local enterprise board, and basically how these may come together to help small businesses, remote communities, small villages and towns adapt to kind of changing work conditions and where the opportunities will be. And we're also focusing on small farms and how they might be able to diversify their income stream, particularly upland farmers, and how these changes might affect them. One of the things we'll kind of focus on too is smart village development and how smart village programs, which are being led by LEADER in the coming tranche of funding for the next 5 to 6 years through the EU, are going to affect towns and villages, and how that, you know, there's going to be quite a benefit to this, and how villages and businesses can take advantage of this.
And tie this into the announcement by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys.
Well, it's all part of her programme. Her department of Rural Affairs is leading these various programmes, the Smart Village programme, the Connected Hubs programme. They're funding the voucher that people can avail of. For instance, if you wanted to work anywhere in the country, either Hub 13 or up in Donegal today, you can go on to Connected Hubs, get a voucher, you work for free, the department pays the hub, and you can work there for 3 days and try it out and see how it works. That's the idea of it. And that runs on through till Christmas. And they've been also putting investment into community-based working stations as well, where people can use and be a student, a remote worker, somebody who doesn't want to go to work get on the nearest motorway and commute. So her department's pushing all this, and they're trying to develop the Smart Village Initiative as well. And it's tied into Digital First Ireland and Digital Ireland to see, it's a nationwide program to see how can the smaller towns and villages kind of capitalize on remote working and keep the workers from having to go up and down the motorway, keep people at home in villages and towns, and I don't mean in the house, but to try and regenerate the communities that have been so badly affected by constant commuting.
Right. And are things as popular as they were during the pandemic? I know Elon Musk is not a great fan, but I hear Eamon Ryan says keep the cars off the road and go to local areas. So is it still popular?
Well, it's been interesting since the pandemic, because after the pandemic we had a lull and people didn't know what was going to happen with employers demanding to go back to work or not, or working from home. And what we're finding now is that people have had enough of working from home and are starting to take advantage of the hubs. And for example, we opened in 2019, and people didn't really know what remote working was. Come the pandemic, and after it, everybody knew what remote working was. And now the challenge is to find a balance to, do you work from home? Do you go to a hub like ours, say, and a higher desk? Does your employer do it? How much do you save a month on diesel and costs and childcare and et cetera like that? The flexibility that all this brings in, people are starting to go, hang on, this is quite a great idea.
Yeah, okay, give us directions and for this afternoon.
Okay, well, we're just located off Junction 13 on the N11, and it's from 3 to 5 p.m., and if you put in Hub 13 into Google, you'll find it, no problem. So Junction 13, N11, 3 to 5 p.m., with some lovely food as well from Divine Foodie and some local makers.
Oh, very good. Hugh O'Toole, thanks very much indeed to you.
Thanks, Declan. Good
man. Take care, bye.